The group of seven top advanced world economies were joined by Australia, India, South Korea and South Africa over the weekend at the three-day-long G7 summit. Held in Cornwall in the UK, the conversations took place against a backdrop of increasing global poverty driven by the pandemic and the growing threat of climate change. Leaders emerged on Sunday afternoon to present the joint communique, a document promising to address issues including vaccine inequity, halving collective emissions by 2030, and challenging China on its non-market policies. Sophie Bennett asked Professor of International Law, Jürgen Blömer, Dean of Murdoch University's Law School, what he thought of the final communique.
Really, what we're talking about are highly political statements that, as such, can be significant. And, of course, you know, with the difference to what we saw when Trump was president and what we saw in this G7 summit couldn't be greater. Now, in terms of what comes out of it, obviously, I don't think there are any real surprises as to what the real tangible outcome of the G7 summit is. And if you look at the G7 summit communique that was published, we obviously have an emphasis on the pandemic and the health consequences arising from it, and especially the really pressing question as to how can we get vaccines out to the world.
Aside from the pandemic and the kind of financial implications of everything that's happened with that, there were some strong climate commitments announced as well. Where do you think Australia sits in relation to these?
Well, the climate commitments, look, the Australian government is obviously stonewalling on that front, and they're trying to sell it that they will deliver and the others talk, really, is kind of like the underlying message. It's easy to talk about brave climate plans and then, go net zero ever earlier and then miss the target when the time comes. And the Australian government claims, well, they will not miss the target when the time comes. But if they are so secure that they are not going to miss the target, of course, one could ask the question, why not commit to it? But look, again, I will say, what could the G7 as the G7 do other than politically voice and bring to the table a shared conviction of the seven states that things have to happen with regard to climate change, and they have to happen rather quicker than slower? And that's about as much as what we got. That is as much as one could hope for, because the actual pudding, the actual proof is in the pudding, and the pudding is the actual implementation plans going forward and then the implementation of these plans.
And as we know, Australia's had a number of obstacles put up against exports by China. China was explicitly named at the discussions. What kind of support did Australia have from other leaders?
Well, from what I can see, China and China's behaviour was, if you will, a bit of a unifying factor there. But there are, of course, some differences in how to approach this, whether to be more confrontational, whether to be more based on dialogue. And I think the summit showed that there are potential cracks in trying to secure maybe a better role for your own country by being nicer to China than perhaps other players might wish or want to be, or might think they can afford to be.
And how do you think Scott Morrison's attendance at the summit this year will impact Australia's relationship with other G7 nations moving forward?
I don't think I would overrate that. It is a bit of an exclusive country club, and I think they're making that quite clear. I think Australia, everybody knows, Australia is a committed, principled country with the rule of law. It's a big and important player in a particular region strategically, but also politically, and where it stands. And in that sense, Australia has a big role to play. And in that sense, Morrison's attendance at the summit was important. I think he was heard, because I think the others will also know that the seven alone won't be able to push much. And Australia, for one and others, are crucially important allies in the Western cause. And I think this is actually important. I think a lot more emphasis has to be put on working together as free democratic societies rather than splitting ourselves, as has happened with Brexit.
Do you think anything was missing from the discussions this year?
Activists are always missing something, right? So, you know, the climate fund would have loved more and maybe more concrete talk about going forward rather than just declaring lofty goals on the health side. You could have probably maybe seen even more commitment to more equity and vaccine equity around the planet. The fact alone that we had a civilized meeting that looked at the problems that are actually present and right in our faces is a good thing, and I'm happy.
Professor Jürgen Blömer, Dean of Murdoch University's Law School, ending that report by Sophie Bennett.